We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jason Mackey. Jason, I hope you enjoyed your intro music there, a little Hulk Hogan to bring
Absolutely
you in.
Absolutely incredible. Love it.
Someone who has been performing like Hulk Hogan on the mound this year, Paul Skeens, a little bit of history made from the big fella. The first round pick. In a draft to play in the All-Star game basically a year later. What this guy is doing, he just continues to knock down these barriers that we didn't even really know were around until he came up here. But where do you stand? Because now the argument is, should this guy start the All-Star game or should he just merely pitch in it? Where do you stand on that?
Should he start the All-Star game? Yes, Donnie. I would love to see it. I'm in the camp of every other fan. You want to make this thing about entertainment value. You want to get eyeballs, all that stuff. Do I think he's going to start it? No. And baseball is a weird sport. And I'm not surprised at all by what Passan put out there. I had been hearing the same thing. People sort of upset that you're going to skip this kid right to the front of the line. You're going to say these other guys in the National League have started six, seven, eight more times and their numbers are a little bit better. Yeah, but they're not attracting the attention that Paul Skeens is right now. And the idea is to get people to watch your sport. But baseball has long been allergic to that. If you remember in 2020, 2021, they're settling COVID stuff and the CBA and whatever. There's not much of self-awareness going on right there. And there's not much self-awareness with the salary cap. So I don't expect him to start. I think it would be great and an awesome move by Torey Lovullo, the manager from the Diamondbacks. But man, just whenever he pitches, what electric stuff that's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I was just hoping that he would be named to the team. And your colleague, your mentee at the Post-Gazette, Noah Hiles, he joined me on Bucko Talk a few months ago. Well, I guess not really a few months ago. He's only been pitching for 2 months. We were about three or four Paul Skeens starts into his career, and Noah predicted that Skeens would make the All-Star team this year. So I had to give Noah a shout-out on that. He really does just bring that added element, and I don't think there might not be another pitcher in baseball right now. There might not be another player in baseball right now, with the exception of Shohei Ohtani, and maybe you want to argue Aaron Judge or Ellie De La Cruz. I don't know. The amount of eyeballs this guy brings, he is a must-watch talent.
Yeah, and I mean, you think about that possible first matchup, right? Gunnar Henderson from the Orioles is probably going to be the guy that he would face if he started. This is absolutely nothing against Gunnar Henderson, but who's the more attractive name at this point? Like, if you ask a casual fan who's clicking that game on, you know, tell me about Paul Skeens, tell me about Gunnar Henderson, I guarantee you there's more that comes out of that person's mouth about Paul Skeens. And that's what baseball should be doing. Sell its stars. It doesn't matter. Like, you don't need to have service time to be a star. You don't need to have made 17, 18 starts, whatever it is. Like, Paul Skeens has it. You know, we've all seen it from the very first time he stepped on a rubber league. He just, he's different. He's very different. I don't think any of us grasp just how different he is. Like, I know I keep seeing things out of Paul and I'm continually more impressed, like how he's able to make adjustments, how he's able to manipulate certain pitches. But I mean, shoot, you look at what they're trying to do in the All-Star game, what that matchup would be. I know it comes down to the idea of could he start or not, or should he start or not. I just don't know how you don't start him.
Yeah, I mean, the thought of him going head to head with Aaron Judge is something baseball should be salivating over.
Yeah, I mean, that should be, they should be selling the game at this point based on that. They should tell the managers, like, come out with your starters. And by the way, National League, you're starting Paul Skeens. I know that's not what they're doing, and they're not going to do that. And that's not how baseball operates. But again, I used to cover hockey before I moved over to baseball, and it was a similar situation, man. I was thinking about this. Like, the NHL sometimes just it doesn't understand how to put its product out there in the way that the NFL or the NBA does. And Major League Baseball suffers from some of the same disease. Like, you have this is on a platter right now. This is on a platter to create a watchable moment for the casual fan and maybe get them hooked on other players. Like, maybe Paul Skeens is a way to get people through the door, but they watch that at bat against Gunnar Henderson. They see Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, what they do. Maybe that helps them fall back in love with baseball. I don't know what it is, but if you've got something that's attractive, why you wouldn't sell that, I don't know.
Do you think there's a chance that Mitch Keller ends up being added as a reserve? I mean, we see guys every year, not to the degree that we see in the Pro Bowl from the NFL where guys back out, but Keller with another strong start today. I don't know if he would even pitch in the All-Star game, but do you think he has a chance to get his second accolade from that?
I would like to think so, Donnie, but I don't. I think he deserves it. I think he got robbed. I was reading through some things last night about All-Star snubs and the best pitchers, the best position players that didn't go. I didn't even see Mitch Keller on those lists. Now, why that didn't I can't provide a good reason. Like, Mitch Keller is right there and absolutely deserves to go to the All-Star game. Like, that statement is true. It's also true that the Pirates, when this stuff was selected, they were five games under 500. And I understand you're not going to give a team like that three guys in the All-Star game. So, like, someone's going to get screwed. Unfortunately, it was Mitch Keller. So I understand the selection process. But if you have an extra spot, how that now doesn't go to Mitch, I don't understand. I mean, they're certainly on those list of snubs aren't guys better than him. Like, if he was on a better team, he'd be going there in the first place. This is 10 wins at the All-Star break. He's eating innings. He's striking guys out. He's leading a rotation. You know, an ERA 3 and change. It's been really better than that since May. He had a lousy first month. I don't get why, but based on what I've seen out there, I'd be a little surprised if he's a replacement.
Brian Reynolds will be going to his second All-Star game since the calendar flipped to June. We have seen, obviously, Rowdy Tellez has picked up his game, but Brian Reynolds not only has done that, he's become one of the best hitting outfielders in all of baseball.
He really has. And Brian Reynolds has always loved hitting in June. We've gone over that storyline. One of the things that Brian Reynolds is doing now from a baseball standpoint, I think we've talked about this before, Donnie, is just handling heat. I saw one of those advanced services game or two ago put something up there that he is like first or second in elevated fastballs hit for home runs. And that's in Reynolds' wheelhouse. Like, I don't need to get super nerdy, but if you see high heat and Reynolds is crushing it, he's on time. He's in a good place. And we've seen him that way for a while. And you know what's even more impressive to me? He's done a lot of what he's done without much protection in the lineup. That number three spot was O'Neill Cruz for a little bit, but, you know, it's Key Brian Hayes for a stretch. He hasn't really done much. Trying to think of some other guys. They've sort of rotated in and out there. But he's been such an important part of this team. And one of the things I love about Brian too, Donnie, is just him playing every day. I think this was his 90th. Like, he started every single game, either DH or in the outfield. Like, he is just so consistent, so much what baseball is about, goes about it the right way, runs things out, makes smart fundamental plays. Like, I love watching Brian Reynolds play baseball.
Do you think he is just kind of viewed as an afterthought because people don't like to consider him a star of the game, just a guy maybe in that next tier, like a really good, really solid player? year after year, he has very consistent, very good numbers, but he's not in that next, like, pantheon. Maybe just because personality-wise, he's sort of a plain Jane, which is fine.
He has a subtle beauty to him. Reynolds has a personality. You just got to be around it a little bit. He's not flashy. I can identify with that. I'm not that way either. I think what's conspired against Brian, honestly, Donnie, is the past couple of years, the Pirates, you know, obviously not having a winning team. He was excellent in 2021, but he's failed to replicate that year each of the past two. Now, if Reynolds is closer to that 2021 version of himself, which he's certainly been this season, and if the Pirates are winning, I would think he'd get his just due. But I think as of now, you know, he's kind of buried. He's a really good player on a not so good team. He does have that quiet, head down, workmanlike mentality. But I mean, he's not the only player in Major League Baseball.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Does that. You know, they've got a lot of guys like that that just, you know, they're not super flashy, but they do things the right way. So I just think the key is, again, getting this level of production, but also having the Pirates just win and be on more of a national stage than they've been.
Talking to Jason Mackey, PG columnist here on 93.7 The Fan. Jared Jones, his injury, how serious do you think this is? When is the next time we see him on a mound? Initially, Jason, when I saw the headline come out, I thought to myself, maybe it's just kind of a sneaky way to have him miss a couple of starts, save him for down the road. I hear what Ben Cherington said yesterday, and I have a much different feeling about it. Like, okay, we're not going to see this guy for like a month, maybe a month and a half.
Yeah, I can share a little bit more beyond what's out there now and what I know in this. And for last Sunday, I wrote a column about Skeens and Jones growing up together, and I talked to both of their high school coaches. And it gave me a little bit of a window into what Jones was going through. He really wanted to pitch against the Braves. And I say that because, and remember, he was skipped. And I say that because that to me tells me that, like, they're not faking something here. And he was pitching in the game where he was taken out after five and was, frankly, very effective. And then he felt something inside, said something. They're not going to take any chances with him. And so that's sort of the background or whatever. Like, I do think it was something unique to that night where he felt something weird and just got out. Okay, that's great. How long he's going to be down? I mean, a month? Something like that. I mean, if you hear 2 weeks and no throw, you can generally double that at least in terms of when a guy's going to come back. And the Pirates, it's a convenient thing. They've got to figure out how to keep his innings limit or his innings under a limit. Same thing with Skeens. And you're not going to do anything silly with Jared. He's too important. And it's just kind of some free rest here where you can set him down. You can recalibrate. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm looking at a month minimum, probably 6 weeks tops.
Do you think when it comes to Skeens and the innings limit or the pitch count on 2024, do you think that they do view him as a little bit of a different animal? Like, this guy is truly built different than what we are used to?
They might. I'm beginning to think that, Donnie. How much they're letting him be him. Paul does like next time anybody's at the ballpark, watch him warm up. Watch how he goes about things. Like, he has a routine that is totally different than every other Pirates pitcher. And a credit to the Pirates, they've allowed him to just keep doing this, and it's great. I don't know, like, hard and fast, are they going to just let him throw whatever innings this year? But I'm not ruling it out. You know, I think they're going to kind of see. If they're competing in September into October, then, yeah, he's going to pitch. I don't think they want to shut him down. I think that's why they had the slow buildup and did all that stuff. If they're out of it, are they going to be a little bit more conservative with his innings with an eye toward the future? Probably. I think you just kind of test it out. But for right now, I mean, we don't need to make decisions about August or September and July. I think they're going to keep running him out there every 5 or 6 days right now, as they should. And they're treating him like a big boy. And I think that, you know, as long as he acts and performs like that, which is like a 10-year vet, I mean, it's crazy, but I think they'll respect that on the other end.
Should we be worried about the Bailey Falter injured list visit?
I wouldn't say worried, concerned. I don't know. I mean, it's a pitcher. It's his throwing arm. It's a weird place in his throwing arm, and he's going on the IL. That combination of factors is not good. I don't think it's anything major with Bailey, but again, it still means time away. You know, even if it's 15 days no throw, like, you're going to ramp back up. You're not just going to pick a ball back up and start chucking it again. No team does that. So, yeah, I'm a little concerned because of the part of the body it is, but I'm not concerned based on, you know, how he came out of the game and what he said and how he's acted lately anyway.
Should they – what ideally for you should they do at the trade deadline? Stand pat? Should they sell a little bit? Or should they actually view themselves as buyers? I know I'm asking you to project a couple of weeks out, and who the hell knows where this team will be. It seems like – I mean, what they have the – they haven't won or lost more than three games in multiple months. So they could just be right around where they are right now, just about 15 to 20 games more.
Yeah. And that, I don't think that would be great, Donnie. I think I'd like to see them make a move one way or the other and make the path a little bit more clear. I think they want to buy. And I don't mean buy like, you know, go buy a big piece. I mean, they're the Pirates. Let's keep this in perspective. But do I think they want to compete and add to this team? Yes, I do. And I think there's areas where they can add very easily. Outfield would be one. I don't know what their catching situation is going to be or how that's going to look going forward. I would argue there's still a back end of the bullpen arm away that would really help them. The starting pitching adds a whole nother wrinkle to it, and that's going to depend on what Jared Jones and Bailey Falter look like. Now, they're not going to get all of those pieces, but the Pirates have been telling us for years that they're not afraid to trade prospects for major league talent if there's a vacancy, if there's a need. Well, you have both of those things right now, and you have an opportunity to give your fans something. I mean, this is the entertainment business. They're paying customers. They want to see playoff baseball. They don't want to see, you know, rebuild followed by a fire sale and all this stuff. So, you know, I would understand if they backslid their way into, like, you know, 8, 9, 10 games under 500 at the deadline. Like, obviously you would sell, but I would hope that they can, you know, find some traction here and be only a game or two out of the wild card and add some piece to this team.
You predicted before the season that Aroldis Chapman would not be on the roster after the trade deadline. Do you still feel that way as we are a few weeks away?
I'm going to go with yes. Okay. I predicted he would not be on the roster. I think he's on the roster.
Okay.
I think that's probably a misprediction on my part. And here's why I think that. I don't know if he's performed well enough to have somebody take that contract. And based on the return, I don't know if the Pirates would be all that interested in, you know, paying that much to get rid of him. Like, where they're at, it might be of more benefit to them to just run it out with Chapman. They might need the arm. So I don't know if I see a path here unless they completely tank and then they want to take back money. But I think it's more likely he's on the roster.
A pretty big stretch for these guys as they finish the first half of their season. It starts with a massive series in Milwaukee. You think there's any way they take 2 of 3, have themselves feeling pretty good?
Man, they need to. I mean, I think there's a way. They're going to have Skeens go in one of the games, right? Like, that doesn't hurt. Although I don't know when it, I shouldn't say that. I don't know exactly when his next start is. Do we know that? Is that out there publicly yet? Let me double check that. Okay. Thursday in Milwaukee. I'm not speaking out of turn. They're going to have Skeens going one day. I'd like to think Martin Perez can give them a split. They don't have a starter for tomorrow. They've got a couple options. I mean, they're playing well enough at times to certainly take two of three. It's just been so weird, man, like the lack of consistency. This team looks like it's capable of a playoff push one night, and then the next night, yep, they can't score any runs. They look like they stink, and everybody wants to sell the franchise. Like, I don't know which one it is. So I'd like to think they can take two of three. They've got some odds stacked in their favor, but they've been tough to believe sometimes.
Who's going to pitch all of these games? Like, I mean, I assume that they have to have Ortiz in the rotation now, given all of the injuries, and yes, he has been very good. He's been one of the more under-the-radar players for me all season. I mean, his ERA is sitting in the upper twos in, 61 innings of work. He's been outstanding. What else do you think we see coming up? Because there's only a couple of these guys that are fully healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, they're going to have to kind of duct tape it and use some gum and whatever to get through here until they get some guys back with injuries. But I mean, that's why you build out your pitching depth, excuse me. You're going to see Marco Gonzalez in short order. You're going to see Quinn Priester in short order. I think you're going to see Braxton Ashcraft at some point. I don't know in what role, if they use him in like a bulk guy kind of thing, or just give him the ball and say, here, go start. I mean, those are the guys they have internally. I'm trying to think if there's anybody I'm missing, but that's probably it. I think you'd ideally like to get to six, Donnie. I think you'd like to space out those Skeens starts a little bit more, or if you just get kind of creative with off days and the way things fall, maybe you keep Mitch on five, but you keep Paul on six. I don't know, but I mean, it's going to be dependent on who pitches well. I agree with you on Ortiz. He's been a really good and important story. And, you know, if they can get Priester to click, if they can get Marco Gonzalez to click when they come back from injuries, I think you'll probably see those guys stick around and be part of the rotation too.
Jason Mackey from the Post Gazette. Jason, thanks for taking the time.
All right, buddy. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
There we go. The great Jason Mackey.
Hey, everybody. Chuff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days, starting July 24th, and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight straight from the nerds, NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success. With dependable, fact-based insights, no financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, we're invited to the Johnson Summer Pool Party this Saturday. I said we'd bring our famous potato salad.
Oh, Saturday? But that's when the blinds guy's coming to give us a quote. Those appointments take forever.
Oh, yeah, I meant to tell you. I already found everything we need at Blinds.com. They're totally online, so we don't have to wait around all day just to get a quote. I talked to a Blinds.com designer, and they're sending us free samples.
Oh, Blinds.com? I've heard of them.
Yeah, they've been around for over 25 years, but not everyone knows they can also handle the measuring and installation for a fraction of what the other guys charge. Plus, they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, Blinds.com sounds like a no-brainer. Guess I'll cancel.
Already done. That gives you time to make the potato salad.
Yes, dear.
Shop Blinds.com now for summer savings up to 45% off. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.